Good afternoon and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Chad Hastie Show Afternoon Update. I am Chad Hastie, host of the Chad Hastie Show, which you can hear on News Talk 790 KFYO in Lubbock. You can listen online right here at KFYO.com. And of course, with the Radio Pup app, you can take the show wherever you may go. Coming up on the program on Thursday, we will kind of preview the Texas Tech TCU game. That's right. It's a Thursday night game, which I absolutely hate. I hate Thursday night games. I don't like them. They throw everybody off. And, you know, for those of us who, you know, are going to go to this game, it doesn't really feel like a football game. I mean, I guess it does if you're going to go, but you know, there's not the pregame feel that you have if you have a Saturday kickoff, a Saturday evening kickoff, where you can tailgate all day long, you can have a couple of beers, adult beverages, hang out all day, and just do absolutely nothing. It's a 6:30 kick over at Jones AT&T Stadium tomorrow night on Thursday. And most people are going to get off of work about, what, 5:30, maybe even 6 o'clock for some of you. It's going to be a late-arriving crowd. Good luck finding parking spaces out there. I think that's going to be kind of tough. This is going to be a big cluster. Well, you know what I mean. A big cluster over at Texas Tech on Thursday. But I will be there. I hope you will be there as well, because we need to pack the stadium. There are going to be a lot of people there. It's a very important game for Texas Tech. I'm looking forward to it. Hope to see you there. We got our season ticket, so we're ready to rock and roll as soon as, you know, we can find a parking space and, you know, wife gets home from her job and all that kind of good stuff. Just like you, it'll be a late arriving crowd, but it'll be okay. So we'll talk about that on Thursday's show. Also, Stephen Orr from the West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show will join me. Kind of preview a little bit of the high school action around town. But not only do we talk about sports on the Chad Hastie Show, but we talk about politics as well. And there's a lot to talk about on the show tomorrow. I posted a story up at KFYO.com earlier today. You can check it out. The Texas Tribune is the one who came out with the story. Guns could be an issue in the governor's race if State Senator Wendy Davis gets into the race for Texas governor, the Texas Tribune reports. Abortion won't be the only hot-button social issue dividing major candidates. The topic of gun restrictions will spice things up as well. Davis, who became an instant political celebrity after filibustering a restrictive abortion bill in June, voted in favor of allowing students to carry guns in their vehicles on college campuses. Hey, that's a great vote, Wendy Davis. I'm not going to bash you for that. That was really good. Though I did bash the Senate for that anyway, because if you are driving around in Texas, you can keep your gun in your car. But whatever, that's fine. You're allowing state law to actually work. She's a gun owner. She said that she believes in the Second Amendment. She said that she believes the Second Amendment guarantees Americans that it's a right to have a gun. In a lot of states, the Texas Tribune points out, that would maybe put her in the camp of the pro-gun crowd. But in Texas, it's a little bit different. As a member of the Fort Worth City Council, Wendy Davis tried to impose restrictions on gun shows at municipal facilities. She wanted to ensure that people were buying from licensed dealers or otherwise faced background checks. Under current law, nothing prevents people at gun shows from buying guns from other people attending them. Critics say evildoers exploit this loophole. No, they don't. By buying and selling firearms at gun shows, often in large quantities that later show up at crime scenes, whatever. Look, the gangbangers aren't going to gun shows, okay? Not going to happen here. But anyway, it's an interesting article. You can check that out online at KFYO.com. Yes, guns will be an issue in the governor's race. Personally, I'd like to hear more from all of the candidates, including the two Republicans out there, Greg Abbott and Tom Paakin. They say all the right things. They're pro-gun. They love guns. And I believe them. I really do. I believe that they believe in the Second Amendment. But what about when it comes down to open carry? Now, I know a lot of you out there are not in favor of open carry. You have a gun, but you do not want to open carry. I understand that. I get it. I understand the arguments behind it, that you don't want to be a target, that you don't want to be out there flashing everybody that you've got a gun. I get it. No problem there. But you know what? I think you should have the choice whether you want to conceal carry or whether you want to open carry. It should be completely up to you. So I would like to hear more from the candidates on that. And also campus carry. It is something that some of the candidates like to brush off a little bit. They like to say, well, we're pro-gun. Want to hear more about campus carry exactly. And will these candidates for governor actually step up and fight for campus carry? I think it's very important to be able to fight for campus carry. Not just to say that you're for it, you're fine with it, but to get out there and say, you know what, it's an important issue because it will save lives. Earlier this week, had an article from the Dallas Morning News talking about an SMU student, a girl who was approached. She fended off an attacker, according to the Dallas Morning News, which, you know, I'm glad that she was okay. I'm glad that she was able to fend off an attacker. You know what? A lot of people may not be able to do that. And what problem is it to allow someone who is able to carry, who is able to have a CHL, they've got to be above a certain age, as you know, in the state of Texas. What's wrong with allowing them to carry? If they can carry inside a grocery store, what's the difference between a grocery store and Texas Tech University? Not much, in my opinion. Responsible gun owners will be responsible gun owners. Allowing them to carry is not going to set off this macho attitude where they're going to fight people at for no reason at all. Doesn't make any sense. So hopefully we will see this. I would like a larger discussion, I guess, on this from the candidates for governor. Senator Ted Cruz sending out some very interesting tweets today talking about Syria. He said that his office has received over 5,000 calls about Syria in the past few weeks. 99.13% of those opposed military action. He also sent out a tweet earlier saying that out of those 5,000, only 50 people, around 50 people, were against, or for, excuse me, action in Syria. So that's quite a big disparity there. Good to see Senator Ted Cruz still out there and fighting for what he truly believes in here, which is not getting us involved in a civil war in Syria, which will not do the United States any good whatsoever. Interesting story about 9/11 today. The 2 million bikers rally roaring into the D.C. area for 9/11. Thousands of bikers roared through Washington, D.C. in the Washington, D.C. area Wednesday to mark the anniversary of 9/11. The bikers riding with the group 2 million bikers to D.C. They were out there because of the Million Muslim March that was planned. Guess what? Yeah, the bikers vastly outnumbered the number of Muslims that were marching in D.C. Remember, you can tune in to the Chad Hastie Show weekday mornings, 8:30 to 11 on News Talk 790 KFYO. We'll talk a little football tomorrow. We'll talk a little politics. Going to be a fun show tomorrow. You can follow me on Twitter at Chad Hastie Radio. Let me know your thoughts on Thursday night games. If you disagree with me, if you think it's going to be fun, great, it's going to be fantastic, let me know. Send me a tweet at Chad Hastie Radio. Hope you have a fantastic day. We'll catch you tomorrow on the Chad Hastie Show on KFYO from 8:30 to 11.